This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, and I want you to be free, because I, unlike most people who want to be free, or at least people who claim they want to be free, have come to the realization that in order for myself to truly be free, everybody else must also be free. And so very selfishly, I want you to be free.
Well, I'm not free, but I can be cheap.
Thank you, nobody. Our toll-free number here, of course, is...
Nobody's always happy to help.
Yes, he is. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. The live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live with you tonight. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we are here to talk to you. You can also reach us on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where if you do use the Discord, you can sound almost as if you're sitting right here in the studio with us. We have many, many things to talk about, of course. Just breezing over the show prep headlines I did for today, we have Kokesh and McAfee team up for Libertarian presidential bid.
We have really?
Yeah, indeed. We have a bunch of other stuff, too. Oh, yeah, a dozen cops ignore social distancing, kidnap a child selling snacks. We have 43% of small businesses who say they'll close if they, you know, either can't open or don't get some sort of relief soon. I have a story that says jerks use coronavirus to break illegal cross-country cannonball record. If you guys aren't familiar with the movie The Cannonball Run, there's actually a cross-country race that, you know, sets records, and every now and again somebody tries to break it.
It's a good time good time to do it.
These enterprising folks decided to take advantage of the lack of traffic due to the government-mandated pandemic. Break a record, or did they?
Yeah, a guy I was with last night at our social Sunday event, he said that normally his drive to work from New Hampshire to Massachusetts takes like an hour and 15, and now it's like 45.
Yeah, I have folks, friends from the Seattle area who used to have an hour commute just to go, you know, 10 miles or something like that, and now it's like 10 minutes.
All right.
They're those who still have to work are in various forms of celebration to the commute, you know. They're like, wow, I wish this could be the commute all of the time. And
maybe if enough people kill themselves because of their dire depression as a result of this situation, then it will be that way.
Because not enough of them are going to die of corona, that's for certain.
Nope.
I've been waiting to see hundreds of people. I mean, not with bated breath. I'm not looking forward to it. But I've been waiting to hear about thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of people, thousands of people dying on social media, because what I would expect in an epidemic, I mean a real epidemic, like, you know, where you got the guy with the bell going, bring out your dead, bring out your dead.
Yep.
In a real epidemic, I would expect people to be getting sick and dying.
Yeah.
And I don't know people who are getting sick and dying, even though I'm on social media constantly,
and
people are bored as piss. They would be talking about it.
Have you peaked at the limits of your, you know, social media friendships and that kind of thing? You got a bunch of folks that follow you and that kind of thing?
I've got, between my three Facebook accounts, I've probably got 7,000, 8,000 friends.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent cross-section of, you know, the general population. You would think with that many folks attached, just Facebook alone, not to mention the rest of your social media, that if it were a pandemic, you'd be hearing about, you know, this whole house had to get cleared out because, like, all three people who lived there died and stuff like that.
Yeah. Where's that?
Yeah.
Where's that? Because, you know, it's not like that's the part of the pandemic I look forward to, because I don't look forward to any of it. I don't look forward to house arrest either. But people are supposed to die when you have one.
Yeah.
People are supposed to get sick first.
Well, people are dying. They tend to be elderly people who have pre-existing morbidity-related conditions from which they likely would have perished from anyways. Those people are dying. And also, in the news here, there's a story about how apparently overweight people, like obese people, are more likely to have hospitalization issues with this than anyone else.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, sleep apnea, it's already a breathing disorder of sorts, right? Mm-hmm. I would assume, I know the article that I brought in for a previous episode was that folks had like diabetes, heart disease, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. That mostly, you know, the majority of those folks are obese.
Yeah, so just to be clear, I had said overweight, it's obesity. Specifically, doctors at NYU Langone Health Center conducted the largest study so far of U.S. hospital admissions for COVID-19 focused on New York City. They found that obesity, along with age, was the biggest deciding factor in hospital admissions. So if you're in relatively good health, this is probably not going to be a problem for you. If, however, you have serious health conditions...
It is if you have to eat and work.
If you have serious health conditions and are elderly, and you're also an obese person, those are the highest risk factors.
Right. And those folks... You know, the description of those folks before coronavirus, already
also
high risk.
Also high risk.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, like, they're not likely to live long and prosperous lives.
There's no reason to shut down society over this. Yeah. And I don't care if it's 10 times as bad as it is.
Yeah. The phrase I hate is, this affects the most vulnerable most, because that's literally the definition of most vulnerable.
Yeah, it's redundant.
And I wish people would stop saying that.
It's an echoing, dual, repetitive redundancy. It's an echoing, dual, repetitive redundancy.
You can say that again.
It's an echoing, dual, repetitive
Hello,
redundancy.
Hello, Department of Redundancy Department. Hello, this is the party to whom you are speaking.
He answers his phone with that, too. It's hilarious.
I do sometimes.
I usually answer, Jake's Morgue, you stab him, we slab him.
Yeah.
But I'm old, and those are old telephone jokes, so that is what we do.
I actually, we used to say Acme Mortuary.
Not to get on a tangent, but really the thing that bothers me the most about this whole, you know, lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call.
The thing that bothers me is that nobody's shooting at the cops.
You are?
Don't do that. That's
not
really
not me,
plan.
Nobody. The other nobody. The one that's the bigger one.
Oh, the one that's made up of more people?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you got your tags, your hunting permit for this season. Isn't it cop season?
I don't. I mean, I joke. I do. There's the Second Amendment and the 10th and Article 10 of the New Hampshire State Constitution.
So
we've all got our hunting permit in the Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, Declaration of Independence
is going to solve the problem of the state, because the state comes from people. It's a collective delusion.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as people believe in it, it will continue.
Yeah.
There will continue to be believers, and bringing violence to those people will just make them use violence back upon you. Mm. This has to end in another way.
Yeah, but how long can they keep us locked up before somebody realizes that nothing's happening except we're all locked up?
I heard there were some college students. I actually saw some of them partying out in front of their houses over the weekend. I saw that happen yesterday.
Well, so. See, maybe we should do a radio ad.
What kind of radio ad?
I don't have any idea. You people are idiots. Stop trusting the government.
Can we just jank that excerpt from this show and turn that into a radio spot for nobody?
I mean, I've got radio ads that are running locally. If nobody wants to make a radio ad, we could talk about it.
Nobody should do
that. Okay.
Anyway, I want to get to my point here. The thing that bothers me the most is the division, right? It's the, I'm essential, right? So it went from people being essential to now things are being deemed essential.
Like with the stores that won't let you buy seeds in Michigan and Vermont?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, no offense, but if you flip burgers for a living, yes, somebody needs to do it, but you can be replaced. So please don't get too big for your britches.
Yeah, it's just creating a divide amongst
people. There are robots for that.
So we will talk about all of this and more coming up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition, and I want you to be free. Selfishly, I want you to be free. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again for, I don't know, until I get sick of saying it, I guess. But I actually do really want you to be free. That's you, the listener.
I'm willing to pay a little, but...
You know.
To be free, you mean?
Well, I mean, if one of my friends wasn't free, I might pay a little for him.
I see. you know, help a guy out. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
I paid for something with Bitcoin Cash today. I got a new battery in the car that I drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Man.
There's an auto shop here that takes Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, what happened to the old battery?
It died? Dead.
Yeah, okay.
It was time.
Yeah.
Did it get the virus?
Good question. I didn't ask.
Oh. Did you have like a little battery funeral?
No, definitely not.
Where you like
not.
Dug a hole and tossed the battery into it?
Nope.
Add some words and
none of that. I care about zero about car parts and things like that.
Did you at least recycle the previous battery?
I didn't have anything to do with it.
So the auto person,
the auto
he took care of it for you.
Took care of things.
All right, excellent.
I like it when
excellent.
People take care of car things for me because it's a big pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And I like it more when I can pay cryptocurrency.
Which indeed, that is
you
a
can
good.
Do here.
And I was lamenting just the other day about how awesome it is just to be in an environment. Coming from Seattle, Washington, you would think the tech capital of the United States, or one of them anyway, if they fight between the Bay Area of San Francisco and that kind of thing for who's the tech capital. But anyway, it's a large tech hub
right.
of the United States, at least. And they have one Bitcoin machine, and nobody takes crypto. Like, I could not find a retailer. You could probably transact with other individuals who happen to have a wallet and know of and that kind of a thing, but they were few and far between, not easy to find. I get here. There's, what, three crypto machines in Keene?
Yeah.
You know, alone, just
a town of 35,000 or something.
Yeah, 28, yeah, whatever it is. It's 30K instead of, you know, millions of people in a thriving metropolis full of technology. So, I feel blessed, really, and I hate using that word. I'm a non-religious dude, but I do feel privileged, if you will, to be able to transact in cryptocurrency. I even did, and I think I talked about it on the air, but I even went like a whole week just to see if I could survive on cryptocurrency.
You did that here?
I did, yeah.
How'd it go?
It went well. Cool. I mean, I had to make some sacrifice, like buying all of your groceries at like a convenience store is a little much.
So you did
know.
It real. You didn't do the cheat where you can use like a crypto fueled debit card.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Yeah.
You did it for real.
I did, yeah. Yeah. The only thing I didn't do was I didn't get gas with crypto, but I didn't need to get gas that week, so you know, whatever. But I ordered pizza, I you know, went to the bar, I paid my bar tab in crypto, I had burgers, you know, I went to the convenience stores, both of them here in town and you know, got
and that's with only like you know, a dozen crypto people here. Can you imagine how cool it would be if we had, like, 100?
Oh, it'd be so awesome. It'd be so awesome.
There have got to be more crypto people than us in town, though.
There are.
I mean, somebody's putting money in that machine. It's not all of us.
Yeah, but they don't all live
that's
here.
A fact.
A lot of the people that use the machines come from as far away as Albany or Boston.
Oh, wow.
Vermont, lots of Massachusetts people. So there's a lot of traveling folks that come to the machines. They're a destination.
Okay.
So we had mentioned before the break, one of the things that I brought in for show prep today was that Adam Kokesh, who sometimes pops by and talks to us. And
libertarian activist Adam Kokesh.
Very much so. Former Iraq veteran.
That's
he's
right.
involved in IVAW.
I think
Iraq
he's still a veteran.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I'm sorry. He's still there. He was in the military. He has teamed up. Apparently with John McAfee.
Maybe you were looking for former head of Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Thank you.
John McAfee, the, let's call him eccentric former owner of the McAfee software.
The antivirus.
Empire. Mad call I yet, for what is it to divine true bat madness, but to be simply mad?
this popped into my feed. It's an article from steamit.com written by Marcus Pulis.
Hmm, that's the campaign manager, I believe.
I believe you are correct.
Adam Kokesh.
And there's, of course, a big old graphic with, you know, McAfee and Kokesh's heads. In the graphic, it says, only a few times in history have the famous lines from the Declaration of Independence been more important than they are today. Our government looks to take advantage of a crisis and curtail those rights laid out in that document. Americans are looking for candidates they know understand freedom, as the Declaration says, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Today,
that's directly from the Declaration.
It is. Today, the Kokesh campaign and the McAfee campaigns have come together as a powerful voice for individual liberty and localization. April 13th, 2020, John McAfee officially endorsed the idea of localization, which refers to the plan put forth by Adam Kokesh to return power to the states and give communities sovereignty over themselves.
Make America states again.
Yeah. In a statement, John McAfee said, I'm happy to join forces with Adam in my bid for the vice presidential slot within the capital L Libertarian Party.
So he's changing officially to vice president because McAfee was previously running for president, the nomination from the Libertarian Party. So he's now going for VP, and he's teaming up specifically with Kokesh.
Well, not quite.
No.
Not quite.
Okay.
He says, even though I am continuing my bid for president, if Adam wins, I will be happy to fully support him as his running mate.
So they're still competing in
true McAfee fashion, he's like, I'll do whatever, man.
So they're still competing for president, but if McAfee does not win and Kokesh gets it, he will accept
the vice president.
VP nod from Adam.
Right, to be his running mate as his VP.
Okay.
So
now, by the way, just to be clear, from what I understand, the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, Kokesh, if he gets the presidential nod, Kokesh can say, I endorse John McAfee, but ultimately the members of the Libertarian Party or the delegates attending the convention would decide. It wouldn't be necessarily just because Kokesh got chosen that McAfee would get in. They could completely
nominate someone. He doesn't choose his running mate.
He can just endorse him and say, this is who I want, but then it's up to the delegates.
Right. But he would say, this is, you know, who I would like to have.
But the question is, are they going to actually have a convention? Is the Libertarian Party, which is usually their convention is in May, has it been canceled? Is it still on?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't pay close attention to what they do. I just know it happens in May.
Yeah, I don't know. This article doesn't really address that, but I thought it was interesting that those two, you know, would sort of semi-join forces and, you know, work together to accomplish the thing.
I support it.
They both seem passionate about it.
I'd still vote for Vermin Supreme, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Adam Kokesh and John McAfee, but given the choice, Vermin's my man.
Indeed.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus are working. The president also says he's been on top of coronavirus from day one.
January 31st, not one person has died, and I issued a travel restriction from China. Think of it. So nobody died, and I issued. You can't get earlier than that. So we have nobody died, and I said, China, you can't come in. I'm sorry. Because I saw what was going on. So then, first mandatory quarantine in more than 50 years, we did. First mandatory in 50 years. The same restrictions that the Democrats and the media called xenophobic.
President Trump also offering his condolences to the South after severe storms ripped through the region. He's also promising FEMA will work with authorities to help everyone clean up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. That's what the Beatles said anyway. They said, yeah. She loves you. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. You are in the right place. And yes, it's true. Yeah. I want you to be free. I'm here. I do this because I want you to be free. I want you, both of you guys here in the studio with me. And what are your names?
I'm Ian.
I'm nobody.
And I want both of you to be free as well, because I realize that in order for me to be free, it first requires everybody else to be free.
But no, it doesn't, actually, because some people could decide they don't want to be free. In fact, I see a lot of people making that choice every single day.
Well, I'm,
you can hire Mr. Spencer to tell you what to
do. But you must be free to engage in those activities without any other organization such as the state telling you whether or not you can or cannot.
I don't want the people who don't want to be free being able to tell me what to do.
Correct.
Right? So I won't tell them what to do. But if they want to be told what to do, fine. Go ahead, hire somebody.
Far out, tell them right on.
Whatever you're going
to
do.
I mean, they can hire me to tell them what to do if they really want.
Yeah.
But
as long as the interaction is voluntary, I have no problems with it.
Yeah.
You know, consent, right? Consent, consent, consent. Whatever it is you want to do, if you want to do it with other human beings and they've given consent, consent, far out, solid, and right on. That's, cool. You know, my core philosophy, I would say, is consent to all things.
I mean, the thing is, as a Darwinist, even if it's going to kill you, I'm not going to stop you from doing it because, as Darwin taught, some people need killing.
Well,
you know, they need to die in order for the world to continue to work.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, death is not unnecessary.
You should be free to be stupid, right? You should be free to do stupid things.
Absolutely.
I've done so many stupid things, and I have learned from those stupid things to, well, not do those stupid things. But I didn't learn that until after I did the stupid things. And I would guess that most human beings, you know, have the same sort of condition.
Yeah. I think Weird Al has a song about that.
Dare to be stupid.
That's right.
I can't hear you.
What?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh.
That's in the song, Dare to be Stupid. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. Oh, okay. I thought we had technical problems.
No,
technicalities.
Technicalities. We butchered Weird Al's Dare to be Stupid. So, but you know, again,
are we going to have like stupid cutlets for dinner then?
Again,
if we butchered it.
We are free to be stupid and make mistakes like that one. And if we didn't make that mistake, we'd never learn from that mistake. So, when it comes to interactions with other human beings, all things voluntary. If it's not voluntary, it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, once you've done it, and, you know, you've gotten it all over your face and you realize why people don't do that, then you don't have to wonder about it anymore and you can think of another solution to your problem.
That's a fact.
You know, but if you can't try it, you may well get stuck on the solution you've got.
Yeah. So we were talking before the break about John McAfee and Adam Kokesh teaming up for the Libertarian presidential campaign. Kokesh, who endorsed McAfee for POTUS in 2016, responded with an endorsement of McAfee for VP, saying, "I'm honored today to be endorsing my friend John McAfee for the vice presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party. It's hard to even know where to begin in so honoring a man of such legendary stature. His corporate credentials speak for themselves, and there are few household names in tech that rival his. His lifestyle has been so libertarian that even I am often found envious, even as someone regularly praised on that count."
Actually, the funny thing about the corporate cred, as he put it, you know, the reason that so many crazy people got rich in tech is because the tech business didn't exist, so the government hadn't tied it in knots yet.
Right.
And so it was like the only thing you could do for a living if you were crazy.
Yeah, it was certainly a pioneering, what do we call it, market segment?
Yeah.
You know, there were no regulations, unlike when, Washington and Colorado decided to finally legalize recreational marijuana. They didn't just say, okay, it's legal, go ahead and figure out how the businesses are going to work. No, they structured it so that they would tax each portion, right? The growers,
the wholesalers,
you know, the production, and then also the retailers. So at each level, they tax as much as 30%, if not more than
crazy.
That.
Think how many politicians they could shoot if they spent their money on guns instead of taxes.
Yeah. But you're right. The tech industry, when it was up and coming, particularly the internet, right, when we saw the explosion of that, was completely unregulated and left to its own devices to become all of the conveniences that we have today, thanks to the internet.
And then the government took it over, and we're stuck with Facebook and Twitter. Is what's left.
I mean, nobody. I hear you talking a lot about shooting politicians and cops, and I just don't think that that's going to accomplish what you're looking for. By the time the people are ready to reject the state, they won't, because they've been shot before. By the time the people are ready to reject the state, you won't need to shoot them. You can just ignore them.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, even when people get, it takes about 3 to 5% of the population armed and determined to overthrow the government.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a government leave voluntarily without people being out in the street saying, "Get out or we'll kill you." They will hold on to power by hook or by crook.
That's
they
true.
Don't care if they like it. They don't. If you like it, they don't care if they're violating your rights. They don't care if they're violating the Constitution. They care about absolutely nothing but maintaining their power over you. And they have no problem killing you if you won't bow to their will. And so I have no problem killing them if they won't get out of my business. Yeah. And they won't.
I don't think you're wrong from a moral perspective. I just don't think it's going to be productive.
I don't know what could be productive. Because the bottom line is everything in the system is a lie. Everything from top to bottom. I did that backwards. But everything in the system is a lie. The primaries are a lie. The elections are a lie. Every single part of the system. When they say we're here to help you, it's a lie. When they say we're not stealing your money just to make ourselves rich, it's a lie.
Well, until
and
people
the thing
believe
is,
that.
Scum like that doesn't go away. Nope. Until you physically force them to go away. Power concedes nothing without demand.
Okay, you can demand, but I just think if you're going to actually start killing people, you can use large numbers of people, I think, and still be peaceful. You can still, you know, have protests. You can run people out of office. But to just go out and start committing murder, I think you're going to find that violence begets violence and that you're going to end up becoming the thing you hate.
It's not murder when it's in self-defense. And it's about time we defended ourselves.
So is it defense?
From this religion.
Is it self-defense to walk up to a politician and shoot him in the head?
If he's in office, it depends on the politician. But okay. I'd say in general, yes.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, whacker.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I mean, just to be clear,
if somebody's the president,
yeah.
I mean, by the end of their first year, they've been responsible for at least 10,000 murders, personally. Okay, they ordered it, or they knew it was happening, or should have known it was happening, and didn't stop.
Well, you're going to have a tough time convincing people of your position.
Why is that?
Because I think you're going to have a tough time convincing libertarians of your position, let alone the average person who will definitely see that as committing murder.
Well, and I can say that the armed revolutions that have happened historically have never removed government. They've always just taken over.
But they've at least removed a government. And we haven't been able to change anything but the label on it. We went from W to Obama and back to Trump, and absolutely nothing changed except the R turned into a D.
But if you murder or you kill one of them in self-defense, as you're talking about, then you're still going to end up with a government afterwards, because that's what people want. That's what they want.
Well,
you got to change that first.
I would rather have a government that's scared of me than have one that isn't.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll take your call and your thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pillow. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in show where you can take control. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear your calls and your thoughts. You can talk about whatever you want. In the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the madman on the microphone, the Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Yes, I've added a few extra titles in front of my name, but I don't care.
It's your name. You can do what you want with it.
That's right. I am free to do so. I also want you to be free. If you would like to change your name to something, feel free to do so and just start calling yourself that and going around telling people that that's your name now. And guess what? They'll start calling you that.
See,
it's weird
I don't
how
care.
That happens sometimes.
I really don't care if you're free or not. I just want me to be free. That's my concern.
And how do you achieve that?
Well, I mean, the only way it will actually be achieved, I think, is when people start shooting the tax collector when he comes to the door. And I hate to come back to that.
Census worker.
But, the thing is, the point where you would want this to happen is when they're using force on you. But let's face it, sooner or later, the government is going to get tired of my existence, and they're going to come to my house, and they're either going to kill me or they're going to put me in prison for the rest of my life.
Well,
okay. Of the two,
if you are a threat to their establishment, there's a chance of that. Yeah, a good chance.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason they haven't done it yet is I haven't been a big enough threat. I was big enough threat for them to throw me in prison for a year and a half, but not big enough for them to kill me. But they wouldn't give a second slot to, should we whack that Rich Paul guy, or...
No, it's legal when they do it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't, but they don't care if it's legal either. They break the law all the time.
Right. Well,
most of their wars are illegal.
So
there's literally nothing they care about except keeping their hands around your throat and their boot on your neck. And so that's... I mean,
yeah, I get
that's
where you're
my
coming
definition
from,
of something that needs killing. Something that, I mean, what percentage of the population is going to be homeless in a month?
Good
with
question.
This virus
Great question.
Going on? 10%?
Great question. We know that
43%. And where are those houses going to go? They're going to go to the same banks that got our houses from the last scam they pulled.
There's
the
no
housing
doubt that it's
crisis.
A scam, but unfortunately, the people have not figured that out yet, dude. So if you go out and do what you're talking about doing, you're just going to look like a lunatic murderer, and they're going to send you up the river.
We know that 43%.
Well, that's why I haven't done it yet. I haven't found the right band.
People aren't ready for freedom yet. I'm sorry. I wish they were.
Well,
I don't see it happening
anytime
soon.
People get less and less ready for freedom every year because the government is set up to keep them ignorant and terrified.
That's
and
right.
Yes,
and
the
they
people are ignorant and terrified,
the
and they're going to stay ignorant
we
and terrified.
I'm not going to say too much about this, but there was a meeting that was supposed to happen here in New Hampshire. It was going to be at a place. I'm not going to say which one because I'm not authorized to do that.
Right.
But the place at which the meeting was going to happen... The staff that worked at that place protested. They knew the meeting was going to happen. And the staff protested because normally this is like a place that's, you know, under these circumstances would only be able to do takeout. And they heard there was going to be a meeting, so they said they were going to quit if the meeting were allowed to take place. So the boss told the meeting people that they had to not come
meet elsewhere.
These people are afraid. And I asked the question, I said, are they afraid of the state cracking down on them, or are they afraid of the virus? And he said he thinks it was the virus, that they're afraid of the virus. They bought the propaganda, and they decided they were going to protest. And
well, the good news is they can easily be replaced by people who are more afraid of starving than they are of getting the flu.
Okay, we're going to... I feel like we're going to talk more about that, but first I need to tell you about Intercoin. It's a new kind of payment network. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete as of yet. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll all just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live, since we are a live call-in show. And as soon as I can get them out.
I hope we're live. Right. Are we live?
We're live, right?
I'm live.
Okay, good.
I didn't check
you guys
the
live.
Network equipment or anything.
Okay.
I thought you covered it.
I'm just
that.
Making sure you're alive.
You're okay, right?
Nobody's alive.
Okay, you guys are kind of lively, so I appreciate that, especially, you know, being the host and, you know, having to look at, you know, I don't know, the computer and press buttons and stuff. It's a little less for me to do if you guys are lively. You know, I appreciate that. So, at any rate... let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Larry calling from Indianapolis, Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Hey, first of all, a hashtag, crucify Dr. Fauci. We should crucify him.
Nobody's idea to the next level right there. You know, the picture of politicians.
We need to see him hang on a tree.
Hey, for
that's
our,
what they've done to false prophets.
Yeah, Larry, for our listeners who don't know, will you explain why you believe
and who's Dr.
crucifying
Fucci?
Dr. Fucci?
Because he's been lying and trying to showboat. You know, everybody has an ego, right? Mm-hmm. He figures he can destroy this country by making unverified guesses at what's going to happen. If he was so smart, he'd have the remedy right now. They play him as a scientist. Oh, he's so smart. He's an expert. If he was so smart, why ain't he got the cure for the coronavirus?
Why don't he have a real job?
Actually, I think they do have the cure for it. That hydroquinoline plus erythromycin, I think. But it was banned in Michigan. Literally, the governor of Michigan banned a drug because Donald Trump mentioned it.
And here's another. That's why hate is suicidal. But here's another reason why he banned it. Because he know the more dead bodies he can cash in at the end of this, the more money the state's going to get to help make up their deficit spending. But so, you talk about... Go ahead.
I'm right there with you. The only question is when we're going to stop them from bleeding us by bleeding them back.
Well, like Ann said, people want to be slaves. They want a dictator. They want somebody to make decisions for them so that they won't have to make them. And that's where we come. This is the point we come to. But anyway, with the real estate market, I remember in 08 when there was a crash in the real estate market. Funded by the banks also, because why? The government stepped in and said you can make these loans that you know are never going to be paid off, right? And we will subsidize you. If you foreclose, you get 70% plus the property. So that's what that was all about. When I heard that, I knew it was going to crash. But what they have done now, because I'm around real estate a lot, right? Mm. And what they've done now
is
we're not homeless. But the thing about it is, if the thing they've done now is made people buy housing for such high rates of so high payments that they can't pay it, you know, and then they just have a juke. You know, I talked about juking before. They just juke you a couple of times, and then when you come out of the juke, they do what they want to do, but
I don't know what juke means. No,
it's like a rope.
They put you in a jukebox.
It's like a rope.
No, they juke you one direction, then they juke you back real fast. Here's a $1,200.
They hold a hand up to the left, but they really go right.
Juking, like football players do.
The amazing thing, too, you mentioned the housing crisis. If you imagine what would have happened if the government hadn't stepped in and bailed the banks out,
it would have been glorious.
All of those banks would have gone bankrupt, which means that all of those foreclosed houses would have been dumped on the market at the same time in a bankruptcy sale, and it would have been the greatest redistribution of wealth from poor to rich or from rich to poor in history.
Yeah.
There you go, with the vouchers are circling now.
Thanks for the call, Larry. We appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. If you want to get on the air and give us your thoughts on any of these matters, that number again, 855-450-3733.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.